This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The University of Missouri announced yesterday what it's calling a reimagining of the shuttered University of Missouri Press. As KBIA's Ryan Familner explains, it's a very different endeavor.
One distinction that's important to note is that the old University of Missouri Press was funded through the University of Missouri system under President Tim Wolf to the tune of $400,000 a year. The new University of Missouri Press will be funded by the University of Missouri, the campus in Columbia. Spear Morgan of the Missouri Review will be the director of the new press. How is that all that kind of played out?
I've never spoken with Tim Wolf, so I've not had the honor of meeting him, so I don't even know the man.
Morgan instead has been working with campus leaders like Provost Brian Foster.
We're funding a broader academic enterprise. It's not just the press, and it's just a totally different funding model.
Foster says the funding will be split up among multiple departments on campus, like education, libraries, and research. He says part of the press's mission will be research and instruction on scholarly communication. He says it will function as a working lab for students, patterned like the Columbia Missourian, science labs on campus, or, well, KBIA. And while jobs will be created, it's mixed news for the 10 people who worked at the old press.
They'll obviously be welcome to apply for jobs, for the jobs at the new press. And then they'll be competitive as the pool develops. But these will be rather different kinds of positions. They'll be faculty. They'll have faculty roles.
Morgan will be overseeing the hiring. He'll bring on an editor-in-chief, a managing editor, a publicity person, and at least 5 graduate interns. He says people working for his magazine, Missouri Review, will also help. Morgan says he hopes to move forward after the very public response by authors, publishers, and others to the old press closing.
My principal concern is to get beyond that awkwardness and to make sure that we have a press rather than no press at all, and to make sure that we find a way to make it as relevant as possible to the future of publishing.
Morgan says the new press will need to embrace ebooks and find new ways to deliver them to readers, and maybe look into new models for books, like multimedia. But as for what types of titles it will produce, he says he expects the new editor-in-chief will respect the history of the press. Meantime, Provost Foster says he expects the same amount of books to be published each year as were at the old press, at least at first. Ryan Familner, KBIA News.
Governor Jay Nixon is traveling the state to survey damage from Missouri's hot and dry summer. Nixon plans to meet with farmers and local officials today in Lewis County in northeast Missouri, in Atchison County in northwest Missouri, and in Polk County in southwest Missouri. The governor will be joined by the state's agriculture director. The National Agriculture Statistics Service says topsoil moisture is short in almost all parts of the state, and creeks and streams are running dry. It says the condition of the state's corn crop has declined significantly in recent days, and more than 90% of the state's livestock pastures are now in poor condition. St. Louis-based Ameren Missouri presented details of its energy efficiency plan to the Missouri Public Service Commission yesterday. The proposal would cost around $145 million, which would result in the average home electric bill going up by about $3 per month. Ameren officials say, though, the plan would result in long-term savings of nearly $500 million. Kevin Gunn chairs the Public Service Commission, which heard the utility's presentation in Jefferson City.
Because we're asking them to do what you wouldn't ask any other business to do, which is sell less of their product, you have to remove the disincentive for them doing that. We would allow them to recover some of the lost revenue that they would be getting from the energy that was reduced.
The commission is expected to vote on Ameren Missouri's efficiency plan before the end of next month. Governor Jay Nixon's reelection war chest continues to grow, according to new figures released yesterday. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Nixon raised just over $2 million between April and June and had over $7.5 million in his account as of July 1st. His campaign calls it his strongest fundraising quarter this election cycle and says his bank account is twice the size it was around this time in July 2008. The Democrat from DeSoto will face the winner of the August 7th Republican primary. St. Louis businessman Dave Spence loaned himself $500,000 this past quarter, raising his campaign war chest to nearly $3 million. Businessman and anti-cloning advocate Fred Sauer loaned himself $218,000, and attorney and minister Bill Randles has also used his own money to beef up his campaign coffers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And another Missouri politician seeking re-election is also growing his own war chest. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster reports raising more than $500,000 during the past quarter. Koster, a Democrat, reported that his campaign raised $572,000 during the past 3 months and had nearly $2.4 million available in cash in the start of July. Republican Ed Martin is challenging Koster. Martin raised $406,000 during the past quarter but had less cash on hand to start this month. Martin's campaign had $564,000 in its campaign bank account. The University of Missouri, Kansas City has received an $8.3 million five-year federal grant to study certain aspects of aging. The grant from the National Institute on Aging will go toward building on new evidence about how bones and muscles communicate and could lead to new ways to treat aging bones and muscles. The Kansas City Star reports that the research team will be led by Linda Bonewald, director of the Bone Biology Research Program at the UMKC School of Dentistry. The FBI announced a $15,000 reward for information leading to charges in a fire at a Joplin mosque. The fire was reported on July 4th at the Islamic Society of Joplin. No injuries were reported, and firefighters extinguished the blaze on the roof of the center before it caused any interior damage. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.